Good morning. It's Thursday, June the 28th of 2018, and you've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack, and that's Jim, and here we are again.
On the last Thursday of June.
Can you believe it?
Where did June go?
No, I can't. I can't understand. It just disappears so fast. It feels like the summer is a third over. But that's only if you're...
It feels like 2018 is half over.
And it is.
And
so it is, yeah. We have a couple guests in studio who we'll get to in just a minute. We have two guests from the Mountain States Early Head Start Program who we will be in conversation with.
Good friend, Brenda Hammond. And good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Jim.
And also, good morning, Brenda. And also in the studio is... Iwana Siegler. Yes, I think we got it right. Okay. The enrollment manager for Mountain States Early Head Start. But first, the weather. Let's talk about this.
Weather what?
Whether or not you're going to be going outside today. It's 54 degrees Fahrenheit currently.
Bliss.
And it is overcast, yes. It does, and it feels all right outside. There is a 30% chance of showers and a high of 66 degrees today. Tomorrow... chance of showers and then thunderstorms in a high of 68. This 30% chance continues through the night and then picks up a little bit tomorrow. That high of 68 degrees is for tomorrow with a 40% chance of showers and then thunderstorms. Yes. On Friday night, it's going to start to clear up in looking into a partly sunny Saturday with a high of 70 degrees. Sunday, high of 70 and mostly sunny, and mostly sunny on Monday as well with a high of 70. So just a consistent weekend as we or starting on Sunday and, you know, Saturday heading into Sunday and Monday. And then looking ahead to the 4th of July.
Can I neener my sister in Arlington, Virginia?
You have to, yes.
I have to. She's listening on Alexa. Thanks to technology, she can listen to us as well as anybody could listen to us. Take us along on your vacation. But she sent me a text saying, weather report for D.C., high of 88 today, mid-90s this weekend.
Oof.
Now, it's not just the temperature, it's the humidity.
Yeah.
Ugh. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. We'll keep our wonderful weather here. So, did you have a good weekend last weekend, Jack?
I had a pleasant weekend. I went up to a
You
little...
had family visiting, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, Annie does. And so, we did a midsummer celebration with her Swedish relatives.
Any special food items?
It was a little different than the... strictly traditional midsummer because, for one thing, sometimes it's hard to get ingredients here. And two, one of the visiting relatives was vegan. So some of those more interesting dishes was substituted for, like, pickled carrots and things like that.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was a fun time. Great to see visitors from afar. You went to and volunteered at the Radius Film Festival, did you not?
I did. Last Friday and Saturday was the showing of the films. Friday was a meet and greet, and it was wonderful. I had an opportunity not only to volunteer at that wonderful venue, the Panada Theater, but to see a bunch of films either locally or regionally produced, and they were wonderful. I can't begin to talk about all the different ones and how clever and how insightful and how well done and professional they were. And a big shout out to Eric Spence for, I think, co-bringing it here its first year. And it is really worth supporting.
Yeah. It was a very cool idea. I'm not surprised to hear that Eric Spence was involved in it. He's been involved in a few other local movie productions I know around town. You see him out there with his video camera or, you know, coming up with some kind of idea. Did you have a favorite?
Oh, yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the one that was the favorite of the film festival, they did not have the audience voting. They had the judges voting. And because this was the first year and they're still working out, but it was called Hero. And it was about a brother and a younger brother, and how the younger brother looks up and wants to belong in the same world that the older brother does. And they have these beautiful, enactments of fights and whatever like that. And but it projects them when you see them, they're adult figures. They see themselves as adults fighting each other, you know, with their guns and whatever and running around and screaming. But when something happens, they become the little kids again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really well done. Someone, I think, out of Nampa, Idaho.
Really?
Yes, is the one who won that one, who put that one together. And then there was a really clever 5-minute musical from Spokane, Washington, Angel and the Bear. Angel is this woman who comes in to a coffee shop, and the bear is the logo who's out there encouraging people, and he's got a love affair for Angel. And it's a musical. They sing all their lines, and this was put together in less than 48 hours. So
wow,
that was a great one. And then the documentary that won it was Canuck and I. And I think you can go to Facebook. It's about a crow that befriends a human being. And the guy's walking along and the crow lands on him. And I guess it fell out of a nest and he imprinted with the bird. And the bird would, he'd come out in the morning to walk to his bus. The bird would fly on his shoulder and there they are walking down the street with this big black crow. It was just delightful, warm. Those were only the winners. There were so many other ones that were just home runs. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to check it out next year and
absolutely
have them in here.
Absolutely.
Talk about it a little more. We are here with two guests from the Mountain States Early Head Start program. Iwana Siegler is the enrollment manager, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And Brenda Hammond is the mental health specialist. Good morning, Brenda. Good
and
morning.
We do, before we begin going, let's all say hello to Corey Holman, who would be here, but she had knee surgery. And we would just want to send her best wishes and get back on that road to wellness.
Yeah, we hope you're listening, Corey.
Hi, Corey.
let's start with a 20-year anniversary celebration of the Mountain States Early Head Start program here. I'll just throw this out to either one of you. What does the Head Start program do? What can you give just a generalization of what it does?
Okay, I'll start out, and Iwana, you can jump in anytime. We are primarily a home visiting program.
Okay.
And we are there to provide support for pregnant women and families with children up to the age of 3. So we're the pre-Head Start program. And we are involved in early education and strengthening the relationship between the parent and the child, helping moms understand about human, child development, the kinds of activities that promote child development, but also just our home visitors. They're wonderful people, and they offer so much support. They show up at people's homes once a week, not to tell them what to do, but to be there to listen, to learn what their concerns are, to be able to talk with them about, is what my child doing normal, and is what I'm feeling about my child normal, and, you know, do other families have these kinds of problems, and are there any resources for this or that? So they're really there to support the family's agenda, and we work with families very closely, and sometimes for many years, because if a parent enrolls when she's pregnant, before she's a parent, then we can stay with the family until the child is 3. And then often there will be another child before the first child ages out. So we have some pretty long relationships with some families, and we're able to provide a lot of support.
I'd like to ask Ioana, how does one become eligible outside of the fact that you're pregnant? How does one become eligible for the program?
Yes, Jim. So they either are pregnant or have a child under the age of 3.
Okay.
And we also look at the family's income for the past 12 months.
Okay.
So we do verify income. However, our program is free of charge. So it does not cost anything to participate. And like Brenda said, we do our services primarily through home visiting. We just meet with the family. They fill out an application. They meet with me to do their eligibility piece. And then after that, the family consultants take over and begin to visit with the families and begin their services.
So it's income-based?
Well, it originally was for families at or below the federal poverty guidelines.
Okay.
But we can make some exceptions to that, and I mm-hmm. think Ioana can probably speak to that better than I can.
Yeah, so our the income goes up to about 130% of the poverty guidelines, and we also have about 10% of our enrollment that can be families who may have income over that poverty line. So it can be for, any other circumstances that a family may experience. We have about 15 slots that we can enroll families that are interested in our program, but may be over income.
So how many families, when your slots are filled, how many are you serving in the community?
I'll answer that as well. So we are funded to serve about 153 children and pregnant women in the three northern counties. And
so I was going to ask you that geographic range.
Yeah, so we're in Kootenai, in Bonner County, and also in Shoshone. For Bonner County, we have about 38 slots up here for pregnant women and children under the age of 3. Up in Coeur d'Alene, we have about 100 and a little over 100, and then about 15 families in Shoshone counties that we work with.
Is this a statewide program in the other counties in the state or just up here in the Panhandle?
Well, every county doesn't have one.
I mean,
right. Ours was started 20 years ago, which is why we're celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Okay.
But, you write a grant application to receive federal funds
okay.
to start a Mountain States Early Head Start program. Hmm.
I was going to ask about that funding. Is it entirely federally funded?
The Early Head Start program is. We're going to talk a little bit as we go on about some other programs that we have started that are not federally funded. And we've written grants to get additional funding so that we can serve people that are not in our eligibility range. So we've done parenting classes, for example, open to the community, free of charge, for children of any age. And absolutely no income or even, we've had people drive over from Newport for those kinds of things. So,
yeah.
Just open. But those are with additional funds that we have to raise through grants or donations.
Okay. In the donations, I come straight to Brenda Hammond? No. Who do we write our... How do we donate if that's something we're interested in?
If you're interested, you can call and talk with someone at our Sandpoint office or any office. But mm-hmm. our number here in Sandpoint is 208-263-2569. We have a website.
And what's your physical location?
We're at 137 McGee Road. We're out across mm-hmm. from the old Coldwater Creek warehouse on McGee Road.
Oh, over by the stoplight.
Stoplight. You turn left at the stoplight.
Stoplight and head north.
Uh-huh.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Just in general, how important are the needs that you're addressing with the families in terms of when you say you don't go in with an agenda, but if the parent says, the baby is colic, it's keeping me up all night, what do I do? Are you finding that over the years there's been a greater demand, not demand, that's not the word, I mean need for the services that you provide?
I think maybe there's getting to be a better awareness that these services are there. We had an article done a while back, and we were referred to in the paper as the town's biggest secret, because a lot of people don't know about early Head Start. You say that, and people just automatically think Head Start. But I think the word is getting out, and we're hoping with the 20th anniversary celebrations that we're having, that we'll talk about more in a little bit, but that people will have more of an awareness that this program is here and it's free of charge and it's not intrusive. We're not a government agency coming in to check that they're doing things right with their children. We're really very relationship-based. We're very supportive of families and very understanding of the challenges that children and parents face.
There's really no guide. I mean, there's a ton of guidebooks, but until you have the little child in your hands and you go, ooh, where's chapter 14 that says, you know, it's spitting back all the food. What do I do? You know, that sort of thing.
And there's no chapter for Jack or Jim.
Yeah.
You know, and every child is different. So that's what makes it really challenging.
Well, yeah, and I imagine that connecting, you know, in other words, I'm the only person going through this with this child. And lo and behold, to discover you along with a million other babies right now are experiencing this. You know, so though the focus is on the child, I'm sure there's some element towards the parent as
Absolutely, to support the parents. And we found, interestingly enough, in the parenting classes that we've taught, because we have a demographic spread, we have people from different segments of the community that normally would not get together, you know, professional people and people that are struggling at or below federal poverty guidelines, getting together and discovering they're all having the same kinds of challenges. So, you know, what do you do when your child has a tantrum other than, you know, pull your hair out?
Not my child, not my child. you know, in terms of this is a pre-Head Start. In other words, this is before Head Start.
Right.
Talk about 20 years here in North Idaho. How long have you been with the program, Brenda?
11 years.
And what changes have you seen in either the needs or a greater demand for or the changing nature of the pre-Head Start program?
I don't know. I guess I'd like you wanted to address that too, because she's been here longer than I have. But for me, it's pretty much the same. I mean, regardless, things may change in the community. The demographics may change, employment opportunities, incomes, all kinds of things, you know, may change. But moms and dads and babies and kids, I mean, it's pretty much the same. The need is to be nurtured, to be delighted in, to have someone that you can trust to be there, to understand what you need when you can't say it because you don't have words yet.
Right.
To work together to keep you safe, to help interpret the world for you. Because what is this strange place where I've landed? You know, it's not where I came from, like where I came from.
So a weekly visit, and how long is the visit, that sort of thing, or is that prearranged?
It's about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
But it's arranged, you know, to be convenient to the parent.
Okay, and this is throughout the entire year. When one signs up and becomes eligible, is there like, oh, until the child is 1 year old or 2 years old? How does that work? The length of...
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, so once the family enrolls in our program, they stay until the child turns three. About 6 months before the child turns three, we begin to work on a transition plan. So just as to kind of see where the parent wants to go, you know, in the future and what they want for their child. If they want to, we can transition, help them transition into a Head Start program and work in partnership with them or any other programs in the community. So, yeah, they stay until they're done.
So once they reach that age, if they continue into Head Start, you'll help with that transition. And what's the difference between early Head Start and Head Start?
So I guess the age, really, the child is, of course, a baby and a toddler and moving on to preschool, and also a difference in how we provide our services. So like Brenda had mentioned, we're primarily a home visiting program. So we see the family in the home. And that is because research has shown that at this early age, the home environment is the best environment for a baby to be in. They feel the most comfortable. So, and the parent is there with them. And our belief is that the parent is the first and most important teacher of their child and their baby. So we are there to support that first foundation of, you know, healthy attachment, parents feeling successful and supported. And like I had said, you know, they're not alone, that, you know, this is common, what they may be experiencing. So once we establish that, then of course, then the Head Start program is primarily classroom based. So and we kind of help prepare parents and children for that experience through our playgroups. So we have the playgroups that we offer at our centers, and parents and children attend together. They're about an hour and a half. We're once a week, but we offer a couple of scheduled playgroups so the parents can attend and the children when it's convenient for them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Transitioning out of the home and starting, you mentioned that it's more, I guess that's where you want to be in those early days, or the early years. Brenda, I was just going to ask, so you started 11 years ago working with Early Head Start.
Right.
Were you working with children and children's mental health before that? Or
I've worked in a lot of different capacities, mostly with families. I was a family development specialist for Community Action Partnership and worked with families and going into homes and meeting with people, going with people in the community to access resources and achieve their goals. I was a teacher for over 20 years, too. We had started our own alternative school in the mountains of New Mexico, and we had kids from preschool through high school. At the most, maybe 18 kids in the whole school.
Yeah.
So that was a great adventure. But so we had foster kids there, quite a few foster kids. We sometimes even had kids from the Pueblos in the summertime. So it was. I've just worked with families for a long time.
Yeah. So nothing too surprising or jarring once you got to Early Head Start up here, or?
I think that when I first heard the term infant mental health, it was jarring to me. I remember hearing that in the interview for the job at Early Head Start, and I did not have a lot of background in what infant mental health was, and I didn't understand that it means a healthy attachment, you know, with the parent and learning social emotional skills, which are really the foundation of school readiness. So working from this perspective, there was a different terminology to use. There was more research that I became aware of once I started working there, just about the importance of the early years and how much that a child, by the time they're 2 years old, their brain is like 80% of the size and the development and the cells that it's going to have with this. Wow. You know, this keeps on going, but we don't realize how foundational those really early years are. We used to think that, you know, what happened in those early years didn't matter much, you know, until they started talking and things like that, but they are foundational. They matter hugely.
We're here with Brenda Hammond. That was Brenda Hammond, the mental health specialist for Mountain States Early Head Start, and also Iwana Siegler, the enrollment manager for the program.
Should we do a song?
I think so.
How about the number one song 50 years ago today? And then we can start talking about the 20th anniversary and some of the events around the Early Head Start program here. This was the number one song 50 years ago today on this date, June 28th, 1968, Herb Alpert with This Guy's in Love with You. The number one song on this date, 50 years ago today, June 28th, 1968, Herb Alpert with This Guy's in Love with You. And an interesting little trivia note there is he is the only artist to have a number one song on the Billboard top 10 charts, as not only as a solo artist, but as a member of a group, the Tijuana Brass. Mm-hmm. And that was a Burt Bacharach song, Burt Bacharach and Hal David. I want to say something, Jack, that I just noticed during this break about you.
Okay.
Is that you're left-handed, and so am I. Yeah. We are both left-handed.
Yeah. Hey, that is correct.
We're going to have to do a whole program on being left-handed.
We should get the society down here.
Society of left-handed people together. We are here this morning with two very important people in the North Idaho community. With the Mountain State's Early Head Start program, we have Brenda Hamm and the mental health specialist, and Iwana Ziegler. She is the eligibility enrollment manager.
Brenda, do you know when handedness is determined?
Ah, good question.
Mental health specialist.
That is a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Are you
know
a righty? Are you a right?
I'm a righty, but I have four children, and two are right-handed, and two are left-handed, and my husband is right-handed. And I remember when being left-handed was something that teachers worked against, and there weren't desks to accommodate people with left-handed. And since I have two children that are left-handed, I tried very hard to be open and let them choose and be ambidextrous as long as they wanted to. And
you put a crayon down and let them pick it up, whichever. Now, what's the order? You have four kids. The oldest is left or right-handed?
Right.
Okay. The next one?
Right.
And then two lefties at the end? Interesting about where. How about you, Iwana? Are you right or left?
Well, I am right-handed, but I pride myself in being a left-sided gymnast.
A left-sided gymnast?
We could do a whole program on that.
What does that mean?
That means that my predominant and most flexible side is my left side.
Weird. Go away. Wow.
I didn't know that there was such a thing as a left-sided gymnast.
There were four kids in our family, and the two oldest, pure lefties, I mean everything, sports, writing, brushing their teeth, cutting with scissors, cutting with a knife. I am the third born, and I'm half and half. All of my sports activity is right-handed, outside of shooting pool, because I think that's eye dominant. And but I'm left in everything else. And then baby sister is totally right-handed. So handedness would be absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. We are talking about early Head Start here.
Handedness.
And well, right. We've been talking about handedness a little bit. It is an interesting question and when it all gets started. Let's talk about the 20th anniversary. I don't know. Is it a celebration? Is it a festival? What's going on for 20 years since the Mountain State's Early Head Start got kicked off?
Yes, it's a festival and a celebration. And we're having a number of events at our center here in Sandpoint, and that will be on the 12th of July.
July. We don't have our calendars turned together.
It's a Thursday.
And 2 weeks from now.
From 11 to 1:30. Okay. And we'll have a lot of events there. We'll have some food. We'll have kind of a little history that people can learn about more about us, but we'll have lots of activities for kids.
This is
you
on
want to talk about that some more?
McGee Road.
137 McGee Road, turn left at the light where Lignetics is, and we're in the second group of buildings on the right across from the old Coldwater Creek warehouse. And we're doing...
Yeah, it looks like I will be doing some crown decorating activity with the children and the parents. So there'll be crowns and jewels and collage materials and lots of fun.
Bubbles.
Uh-huh. And bubbles.
You can't have a celebration without bubbles.
No. You're decorating crowns. There's a whole chart there, it looks like. What else is going on?
So we will have a presentation. So we just about our history and what we've done in the 20 years that we've been around. We also will have a photo booth, crown decorating, which will be me. and story time. So we'll have our child development specialist, child development specialist. She will be reading story time to our children and guests. And we also will have a book giveaway and outdoor play, bubbles, sandbox, water table, all sorts of fun.
This is Thursday, July 12th, from when to when?
11 to 1:30.
11? We want to make sure that we get this so that we can, in calendar of events. And I imagine a lot of your participants in the program, what a fun activity to have the parents with the child there. And,
right.
You know, to see and experience a plethora. How's that? I love that word.
Yeah.
Plethora of little children.
Well, a lot of times people are amazed when they come to our centers. We had the class that I taught in Coeur d'Alene, we had our final class at the center. We had been teaching at the conference room at Kootenai Health. And and one of the moms that came was a doctor's wife. Like I said, we had a great mix of people from different kinds of backgrounds. And she came into the center. She had never been there before. She said, "Are all of your centers this beautiful? And everything is just, you know, top of the line, and as far as the equipment that we have, the toys that we have, and everything that we do, because we feel that every family deserves this." So yeah, it's an opportunity for them to come in and see how we have environments arranged for the children's learning and for their comfort and for their delight.
Especially since you initially said that you are primarily a home visit program, that sometimes it's nice to get out of the house and see the. Now, again, you're one of the three counties that you support up here?
Yeah, we're in Bonner County, Kootenai County, and Shoshone County.
Okay, so folks from Coeur d'Alene travel up here to see the facility, correct?
Oh no, we'll have a celebration at the Kootenai County Center and in Shoshone as well. So the one in you want to talk about the one in Coeur d'Alene?
Sure. Yes. Our Coeur d'Alene 20th anniversary celebration will be on July 10th. It is a Tuesday. Also, I believe from 11 to 1:30, it is at our center at the Harding Family Center on 15th Street and Wallace in Coeur d'Alene. And also our Shoshone celebration is on July 13th, Friday, at our office with the Christian Life Center, which is on Mission in Kellogg.
Perfect. Now, do you have a facility in Priest River?
We do not, but I'm glad you mentioned that because we are going to be, and we're open now to enroll families from Priest River, which we have not done before. So this is a great time to get the word out and let families in Priest River know that they are eligible for our program. They just need to call or fill out an application online, and we will send home visitors out there, and they can come to play groups at our center here in Sandpoint.
I have a question, Brenda. When you say they are now eligible, does that mean previously they were not eligible?
We had not expanded that far in Bonner County.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
We are, it's anyone in Bonner County is eligible, but we have not extended our services that far.
That far.
Prior to now.
Because that involves travel, that involves that sort of thing. So if a family is interested from Priest River, how does one get in contact?
Why don't you do that?
So they can call our Sandpoint Center or go online to fill out an application directly on our website.
Okay, and the website URL is?
Is www.mseh.org.
Perfect. And the phone number?
So the phone number here in Sandpoint, I'll let Brenda.
It's 208-263-2569.
And I am I'm housed in our Coeur d'Alene office, and they can reach me at 208-765-6955, extension 234.
So you're in Coeur d'Alene?
I am.
You came up this morning to... to be here in downtown Sandpoint?
Yes, and to be here with Brenda. But also, I am meeting with two families, one from Priest River, one from Dover, that will be completing the eligibility and beginning their services with our Early Head Start program in Priest River area.
Oh, that is exciting. One thing I want to back up and ask you, do you find that when you have a family with a second child, are the needs different?
Of course, yes.
I've had one child. I'm a pro now. We don't need your services.
I don't know that anybody feels that way, but it's daunting to then have another child and to balance
their
needs.
You've got to be bifocused.
Right. To be there for the second baby the way you were for the first and still not ignore the toddler or the other little one who has needs as well and who's going to be feeling left out. Because now they have to share mommy and daddy. And
so now Priest River, are there other cities or geographic areas you hope to expand into that in these counties that you haven't hit yet?
Well, I think we know that there are a lot of families that really need our services. We wish we could serve more and we hope to be able to expand in the future. So. Mm-hmm.
And partially it's not only funding, but as you said earlier, getting the word out, the importance of, now you mentioned not only just what the Head Start program, but you have other programs coming up.
We do. We have, we offered this last year, we did 7 Circle of Security parenting classes in the 3 counties, but now we have funding through the Blue Cross Employees Foundation to offer free prenatal and postpartum support groups. So we're going to be launching that effort on the middle of July, and we'll be getting flyers out and everything probably next week when we get everything, all the details finalized. But this will be an opportunity for pregnant moms to come together to have their questions answered about whatever they feel like they need to learn or would want to know more about the whole process of being healthy through their pregnancy and having a healthy baby. And supporting each other in that, which is
important, I would imagine.
Right. And this is important, too, that we're doing this in partnership also with Kiniksu Land Trust, so that there will be someone at our groups that will be talking about the importance of being outdoors for the mom's well-being and exercise. And this certainly contributes to healthy weight, to muscle tone, to a good delivery, but also a healthy lifestyle and enhanced brain development for the child, because children do not develop. Their brains don't develop the same way if they stay in the living room all the time as they do if they get outdoors and they're exposed to the whole sensory experience of being outside.
So will this program be like the Early Head Start income-based, or will this be...
It's open to everyone in the community.
Everyone in the community. Right. And so this will kickstart when?
We're hoping the middle week of July, the week of July 16th.
And how will word get out in terms of...
We're working through a number of important community partners.
Good.
Bonner General Health, Sandpoint Women's Health, Sandpoint Pediatrics, Kiniksu Health Services, and we'll be contacting all of our community partners. We'll be putting flyers out, and people just need to call that 208-263-2569 number and enroll.
And so this is a program focusing on the mother, the mother-to-be.
Right.
And then come after that comes pre-Head Start.
Right. And we will have incentives and free things to give away and, you know, lots of things to support healthy pregnancies.
Mm. Talking about expanding your services, you're expanding now into Priest River. Is there thoughts of further expansion? Is that something you'd like to do?
We would like to, yes.
Yeah. What's left? What's untouched?
Boundary County.
Oh yeah, that's a big chunk of property.
It is, yeah. And there's, there's really people with a lot of need, and there are not a lot of services up there.
True, yeah. you currently have, is it 153? That's what your 153 families, right? I think.
Right.
Okay. Hey, thanks. What if the number that really needs these services is, 200? Is there anything you can do to increase your funding, your support to expand those services?
Well, we would have to have a grant that would give us the funding for that many people, because they, the funding is based kind of like on school funding, mm-hmm. on enrollment. So in order to increase our enrollment, we need increased funding.
Okay.
And then if we're going to spend too much geographically, and this may happen if we get a lot of families in Priest River, we may need to open some kind of an ancillary site there as well. There's lots of things to consider.
Is there anything people could do to support that effort? Do we write our congressman, or what do we do? Nothing?
What do you think, Ivana?
Write our president.
There we go.
You have it.
We are here with Brenda Hammond, mental health specialist, and Ivana Ziegler, eligibility enrollment manager with Mountain States Early Head Start. Lots of good things happening, beginning with on July 12th, a Thursday at McGee Road, 11 to 1:30, the 20th celebration, the expansion in terms of enrolling families in Priest River, and the prenatal support group. Can we ask you two to come back, let's say, down the road, and how is the support group going for pregnant mothers and things like that?
Yes, and it's to be followed by a postpartum group.
Oh, exactly. Great. Exactly.
Because, of course, it has to, right?
Exactly. Thank you guys so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. You're doing a wonderful job and providing a real need in the community. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for letting us talk about it.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
We won't have postpartum blues here, because we'll have you come back.
Good.
Fair enough.
All right.
We've got a couple birthdays today and tomorrow. I don't know if I should mention the birthday today, but let me put it this way. If he had his way, we would do 24/7 Jethro Tull, but we won't. And then tomorrow is my nephew's birthday. And so what we have is I've asked personally Paul, John, George, and Ringo to serenade them. And that is happy birthday to Jethro Tull's number one fan in Sandpoint, Idaho, and my nephew Tom in Arlington, Virginia. Just a great song. You just want to pogo all over the place with it. Boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. We've got some events coming up. I'm going to start off with today, one of my favorite events. I need to get a dog. No, I don't need to have a dog, but it's the Happy Hour, a tail wagging good time at Greasy Fingers Bikes at 108 North 3rd Avenue. They're going to be hosting Yappy Hour from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., 3 hours. Bring your dog and enjoy a panhandle animal shelter benefit with live music, beverages, and fun. Mandy Evans and her gang out at Panhandle Animal Shelter do a great job. Great job.
We also have, this is the big day, the 13th annual Summer Sampler.
Oh, let's hope the weather holds.
I know. It's only a 30% chance of rain. It'll probably be fine.
Let's hope.
And then it's not too blazing hot, It'll
be, yeah, it's it'll perfect. Be
great. Yeah. As long as it doesn't rain. The Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce is hosting their Summer Sampler. It is today from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Small bites and libations from Sandpoint's finest food and drink establishments, plus live music by The Other White Meat. How about that? Family-friendly, all ages welcome, sponsored by Lighthouse. And that's all I can say about that. But it's down at Farm and Park, and I think they kind of block off that, what is that, Main Street? That little triangle. Yeah. Anyway, it's a great big deal.
I need to become a pizza delivery person here in Sandpoint so I can learn all the different streets. Because I am really, I've lived here going on 20 years, and I'm really ignorant about streets.
I know. I mean, I guess I have an idea. If the street is a woman's name,
or a tree.
Then, yeah, I kind of know what area of town it probably is in, but I can't keep them straight.
No, as far as I can't either. Tonight is trivia night over at Ponderay Winery. Trivia takeover again. Fun starts tonight at 6 p.m. at 301 Cedar Street, and teams are encouraged but not required. Enjoy wine and beer specials plus small bites and prizes. Free and open to the public. That's tonight, Trivia Takeover live at the Ponderay Winery at 6.
Does it say who's in support of this time around? I think it's usually tied to a...
It doesn't say if it's tied to, but it's held on the last Thursday of every month, just like Yappy Hour, if I'm not mistaken, is every Thursday. And boy, this is the last Thursday of June.
Yes, it is. We won't have another chance to do June or to do Thursday trivia for another month. So I might have to go to this one. We have, hold on, where's my, here it is. Here is the events calendar. And now I can say that it's the showing at the Panada's Little Theater. Oh, I guess that's tomorrow, isn't it? Do we pretty much cover tonight?
We pretty much cover today. There is a Thursday night solo series at McDuff's Beer Hall, 220 Cedar. With Brian Jacobs. It's him, his guitar, great tunes, and great brews. And Sandpoint Curry will be joining in the fun. And so that is at 220 Cedar Street, 6 to 8 p.m., Thursday night solo series, McDuff's Beer Hall.
There is more going on tonight, but I'm going to fast forward to tomorrow.
You're just pushing June out the door. What's going on, Jack?
The pioneers of PV, Solar Roots, at the Panada Little Theater on First Avenue, a documentary about a small group of backwoods engineers and business hippies who brought solar photovoltaic technology down from space into homes around the world. That starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. It is free and open to the public at the Panada Theater, solarroots.com, with a dash, a hyphen in between.
And at Idaho Poor Authority, tomorrow night, the 29th, Friday, at 203 Cedar Street, music with Beargrass, 5 to 7.
Nice. Britchie and the POAC Art Walk are tomorrow night as well at the Ponderay Winery. Live music with Britchie from Missoula. That's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Great Americana music. It's also the Art Walk opening reception starting tomorrow night. What do you know about that, Jim?
Well, it's a bunch of businesses have opened up their doors to community artists. And it's a, well, first of all, it's a great social event. You're walking around to the different venues and you run into practically everyone. And there's not only that event, but there's also a post-party art walk after party at Evans Brothers Coffee from 7 to 10. And there's going to be a lively jazz and ska dance party open to all ages, 7 to 10. And so you've got not only the opportunity to walk around, and if you go to the POAC office, you can pick up a brochure. They're on the Cedar Street Bridge, and find out what businesses, and we want to give a shout out to all the businesses for supporting the arts in North Idaho. And then go over to Evans Brothers afterwards.
A ska dance party. That's kind of a throwback.
That's retro.
Yeah. There's also, Paint and Sip is going on at Uncorked Paint at the Pottery Bug in Sandpoint from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. tomorrow night. It's also the summer kickoff with Devin Wade at McDuff's Beer Hall, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night, the opening weekend of summer of 4th of July in Sandpoint is Devin Wade, the independent country musician who calls home Sandpoint, Idaho, right here,
guy. Right here in downtown. And then tomorrow night, if you haven't had enough music, how about Ready for Some Bluegrass at the Patio, 219 Lounge on First Avenue, 219 First Avenue. Live music on the patio with Muffy and the Riffhangers from 9 Till midnight, this Sandpoint Acoustic Bluegrass group will charm you with a variety of bluegrass, blues, newgrass, swing, and country. Free and open to the public, but you gotta be 21 or older.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. That's tomorrow night at the 219 Lounge, Muffy and the Riff Hangers, bluegrass. So pick your genre, and you can just go all over town.
Yeah. There's a walk in the woods going on the 30th. That's Saturday. Residents are invited to discover all that the Pine Street Woods and Community Forest will offer through Kiniksu Land Trust's Walk in the Woods series. Starting at 10 a.m. on the 30th, bring your bike and ride along with Julie Meyer, or take a vigorous, more challenging hike with Eric Grace. Both start at 10 a.m. and will discover the best of the future Pine Street Woods. Go to KiniksuLandTrust.org to sign up. There's a ton more going on.
Well, there's the India slideshow with Tina Friedman. She just returned from a six-week photo trip to India to capture photos for one of her upcoming books. This will be Saturday. Friedman will be sharing many of her photos, along with the stories of her adventures traveling solo throughout various parts of India. The shows will be held at the Sandpoint Library Meeting Room, 1407 Cedar Street. So that's a good chance to go over and see the new addition to our library. Plus two parts with two separate viewings of each. Part two is at 2 p.m. Refreshments will be served. That is if you want to travel without leaving Sandpoint, India, at 2 o'clock on Saturday at the library.
It's also the Stash Buster Extravaganza. If you're a quilter, the ladies of the Clark Fork Valley Quilters are clearing out their stashes of various supplies for a Stash Buster Extravaganza. That's at 9 a.m. and it runs till 2:30 p.m. in the Memorial Community Center in Hope, that 4415 Wellington Place. Fabrics, patterns, books, notions, tools, quilted items, gift items, and much, much more. Free admission, 266-1105 is the phone number. We have, there's more music queued up.
There's lots coming up. Remind you tonight on your community radio station at 7 o'clock will be Dusty and Americana Backroads. Jason does a wonderful job with that. 8 o'clock, Live from the Divide, live music from Bozeman, Montana. Then at 9 o'clock, the first hour of a three-hour block of folk show, I'll be coming live. No theme, just picking songs. And so that's folk music here on 88.5 KRFY. And that just carries you right through Thursday night.
Yes. We got to play Bird Note at 9 o'clock.
And should we also do the song that was released on this date in 1975, co-written by David Bowie and John Lennon, Fame. That'll be coming right up after Bird Note. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a wonderful day. It's when you look at the weather, the rest of the country, some parts are just baking. We are enjoying this coolish weather. This is Jack and Jim. Catch you next week after the 4th. Wishing you all a wonderful and safe 4th of July.
This is Bird Note. Watch any.